With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, Enjima. Jaimayomis, it's Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul expanding and heart opening podcast. I've got a special solo for you next week for the full moon on September 20th and a mini episode coming up later this week, just a little special small solo. But this week, I wanted to revisit a special episode all about the Akashic Records with a Canadian soul sister, Ashley Wood,
from A Line Within. I'm going to even leave in the intro that I recorded in 2019 in Colorado around this time when I interviewed and connected with Ashley for the first time. And she's been on the podcast a few times because I'm so fascinated by the Akashic Records and accessing them. And Ashley Woods is a brilliant source to learn more about this. And when I was deciding which episode I wanted to revisit this week, while I was writing an upcoming solo, I was writing a little bit about the Akashic Records, and I was like, oh, this is something that's perfect to revisit before I release that episode. So I think that this one is important for many to listen to, especially for those that are new listeners and have yet to hear a lot of the old but gold episodes, which this one definitely is. And I'm excited for you to listen or re-listen. I also want to note, and this might be a sign for some of you, but this was such a great decision, and I'm absolutely happy to have temporarily deactivated my Instagram account. And if, you know, you've been thinking about doing the same, perhaps this is a sign, because I'll be honest, I'm loving it. And of course, I can still connect via the Your Own Magic Facebook group, or, you know, the old, ancient, traditional way of email. If you ever feel like you need to contact me, I am available there, though I can be pretty slow to answer. But regardless, I'm there. And yeah, there's some really cool things coming up. And this episode, I'm so grateful, so flipping grateful that this episode is sponsored by a new sponsor, Feels. That's F-E-A-L-S. My go-to, very effective CBD oil. And they're offering the listeners 40% off your first 3 months plus free shipping when you go to feels.com/magic. That's feals.com/magic. Of course, more about Feels in the midst of the episode and in the show notes. And remember, you're going to hear my intro from 2019 before we dive in with the interview with Ashley. Let's get on with the show.
I believe we all channel at all times, like when we're having conversations like this, sometimes these like brilliant thoughts are just coming through, like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, we have the ability to tap into these other dimensions that provide us with like limitless potential to reach our highest selves. And when we tap into those other dimensions and we experience like things that we've done in past lives, future lives, other dimensions, when we're really tapped into this understanding of ourselves in a much bigger and broader way than just our physical human self, that is how people like Beyonce, for example, or Jay-Z reach such high success.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Njaima. Njaima Yomis. It's Raquel. And I'm back in Utah for just a couple days. Back from Colorado. I love Colorado so much. I'm going to be back in December. I'm telling you that right now. So in a couple days, I'm going to be flying off to California, attending that Lisa Nichols event that she invited me to. If you guys listened to that episode, that was a surprise, a very welcomed surprise. And then next Monday, I'll be headed back to the Bali for a bit, then Nepal for a quick bit. Then in December, California, Colorado, and Utah again. I know, so many flights. I'm exhausted just thinking about it, but obviously I'm more than happy to, otherwise I wouldn't. I just like to do what lights me up, as I always implore others to too. Adventure is indeed something that lights me up. And which, by the way, okay, so I don't know if you are aware of this, but there's something called the Enneagram. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and if I'm not, well, you're going to hear me mispronounce it a lot, because I want to talk about this amazing new test that my friend just shared with me called the Enneagram test. And then also somebody sent one to me via DM. So when two people are like, hey, you should try this, I was like, oh, okay.
I'm going to. And my friend guessed that I was like a 7, which is funny. And then apparently I am a 7, which happens to be the enthusiast. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so before I share what that is, let me tell you about what I know the Enneagram personality test to be. And keep in mind, this is truly fresh for me. I'm absolutely not an expert in it whatsoever, total novice, but it intrigues me and I want to share it with you because I think it'd be fun for you to go figure out your own too. So basically, the Enneagram is a personality test which has 9 basic types, and it can not only help you understand more about you and why you are wired the way you're wired, but also help you understand why others are the way they are, especially if they're a different type than you. Kind of like in human design, we understand why manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors, manifestors all approach things a particular way, in a different way. And also, I mean, even Leos and Scorpios and Pisces and Aries, you know, all of these different zodiac signs have their different personality traits. And then you get like the moon sign and all that. Okay, yada yada. This just happens to be about your personality type, and it can help you also identify your hidden strengths too. And it's really supposed to help others see themselves more deeply, yet on an objective level. And many believe that this is not something that you evolve to be, but who you already are at your core at birth, what your soul chose for you to experience as a personality in this incarnation. I'm not sure if it's much of a esoteric or metaphysical theory or if this was channeled, but there's many different theories on how this works. I was also told that the 3 different types you're given, one, it's kind of like North Node, South Node, one you're trying to evolve, reach towards, and one is when you are regressing a bit. But there's indeed a healthier version of each type, and also one that is a little more level-headed and probably tuned in and expanded. And then there's also unhealthier versions of each that maybe perhaps a bit neurotic or closed-minded. And again, I'm not an expert, so don't quote me. This is just my understanding. And I highly suggest that if this intrigues you in any way, then to look into it and read it for yourself. I'll definitely leave the links of where I got this information in the show notes. So now I understand why I'm always traveling and curious and adventuring around, and I just happen to have a very enthusiastic personality. It's in my nature. So my main type apparently is a 7, the enthusiast. Yet we also have subtypes. So yeah, I'm an enthusiast, and most enthusiasts are apparently extroverted. I am very introverted, yet I am also very outgoing and personable. Definitely not shy. Definitely, I walk in a room and I'm like, here, hi, how are ya? Confident, whatever. So yeah, I'm an enthusiast when it comes to most everything and everyone. And everyone I meet, I'm enthusiastic about every human I meet, pretty much. And so we're also pleasure seekers. We're very future oriented. That's why me thinking about all my travels is giving me mild anxiety. However, I do have to consciously try not to think too much about the future, or I can get extremely stoked and daydream about the future, and then I'm just like, pause, Raquel, stop creating this story and fantasy in your head. Just enjoy the now. But now I understand why I do love visualizations and stuff so much in my meditations. Anyway, I also loved reading this part. Okay, so they are enthusiasts who enjoy the pleasures of the senses and who don't believe in any form of self-denial. That is right. I do not like to deny myself of what I want. I also resonated a lot with the peacemaker. Many different qualities. I'm indeed a peacemaker. Not the biggest fan of conflict or controversy. I definitely am much better now at being very honest and confrontational, because that actually brings me peace, is being able to like confront a situation now. But I do resonate more so with the enthusiast. So, of course, I mean, it's like any sign. It's not like one description you're going to fit every single thing. There's so much more to you. There's not just 9 types of people. But it is very intriguing because when you find out yours, a lot of things click. So instead of me sitting here and talking about each and every single type, I will just go through them really fast. Maybe you'll hear it and be like, ooh, that sounds like that could potentially be me. And it's just something I find exciting and I hope that you check out too. And I just wanted to talk about it in the introduction. I actually don't know why, it just kind of flowed that way. All right, so according to the EnneagramInstitute.com, there's 9 types. The first one is the reformer. They are more of the perfectionist. They're rational and an idealistic type. They're very principled and purposeful and self-controlled. Then there's 2, the helper, the caring interpersonal type, very demonstrative, generous, people-pleasing, and also possessive. And then there's the achiever. They are success-oriented, pragmatic type, very image-conscious, and excelling, and they're driven. And then 4, the individualist. The sensitive, withdrawn type. Expressive and dramatic and a bit self-absorbed. And then we've got the investigator, who's super intense and cerebral. Apparently that is my 3rd type. I have a bit of the investigator in me. Perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. So the investigator is very shy apparently and just really likes to know it all. Know everything. All right, then we got 6, the loyalist. They're committed, they're engaging, they're responsible, yet they're also a bit anxious. And then we've got the enthusiast. Hi, I guess we're busy, fun-loving type, spontaneous, versatile, distractible, yes, and scattered, yes. And then 8, the challenger. They are powerful, dominating type. They are self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational. And then you got the peacemaker, the easygoing type. They're receptive, reassuring, agreeable, but also can be complacent. That's interesting. Yeah, so if you're curious, go check out your type. And I would love to know your type. DM me whatever your type is. I bet that today's guest is a peacemaker. I don't know why. I got a feeling she might be. She's a pretty conscious soul, and her name is Ashley Wood. And she is the real deal, people. Like, damn. This episode, guys, buckle up. I'm telling you, you're gonna be so ready to connect with what she refers to as your line. I refer to it as a stream. She refers to your line, the line within that's gonna help you connect to the higher realms, to channel, to receive messages from divine source. So you may know her actually from her podcast, Manifest This, because when I posted her that she's coming on, there were a lot of people that were super excited about this. I'm like, awesome. So you might know her as well from Instagram or her online workshop or her blog, Align Within, A-L-N Within. So creative, love the branding. And then if you don't, well, Ashley has quickly become a leading voice of the Akashic Records and helps others connect with their energetic line that connects them with the same realm as their Akashic Record. The Akashic Records, she'll talk about it, but just to refresh your memory, we've had this on the podcast before. The Akashic Records is a space with infinite wisdom of your soul and your soul's history. So that way you can connect deeply with the highest self, your highest self, in this way and gain clarity as to why your soul incarnated into this experience. And Ashley, she's also a channeler who channels. They refer to themselves as the pinnacle, which is a higher source of infinite universal wisdom. So in this episode, Ashley expands on the significance of the Akashic Records, the pinnacle, and helps us connect to the line within ourselves as well. Yet of course, Ashley goes much deeper. She deeply dives into this on her online workshops, Clear the Line workshops, which are on her site, along with a workshop on how you can read the Akashic Records for yourself. So in fact, she is going to be gifting the tribe 20% off any of her Clear the Line workshops when you use the code MAGIC. Again, her site is alnwithin.com. And all of this will be in the show notes. And Something else that's more exciting is that she'll be gifting someone a Clear the Line workshop of their choice when they share this episode on their Instagram. So we'll be keeping our eyes out for all of you mentioning us in the stories and sharing this podcast, spreading the love. You know that I fully am beyond appreciative of that, yeah? And I'm also super grateful for all the amazing reviews that have been coming in. I have two that I'm sharing this week that are from the States, but I just found out, by the way, how to see reviews from other countries. So I'm indeed gonna also start sharing those. But this one, I have it saved for these two. And so shout out to Catherine Sarno, Honest Love. And Catherine says, "My letter to your own magic. When I tune in, I feel like I am transported to a different universe. In our own little yummy magical world, my heart instantly fills, my body becomes warm. You have grown a garden in my chest, my wounds start to heal, my chains break off, any resentment I might have had towards others. You open my heart and you continue to do so each Monday. You pour honest love onto us, honest kindness, honest deepness. Humbles me every week, grounds me. You are a healing fairy godmother to all of us. Raquel, you have taught me this, similar to what Bill Hicks once said. Life is only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. Just a simple choice. Right now, between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your doors, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead sees all of us as one. You attracted better in my life, especially during tough times." Wow, Catherine, thank you. So beautiful, so poetic, and I am deeply honored. It's amazing when I read these and I think about actually meeting you guys, you know, like in person, and I'm having a moment. This really, really meant a lot. Yeah. Simply thank you. It reminds me of, it goes well beyond this podcast and her messages. Bring more of the frequency of love to others' hearts, and really is almost the kryptonite of fear, of the ego, so we can dive more deeply into our souls. And wow. Thank you. I had a moment. Reading this gave me a moment, and I appreciate it. And also, this is a really short but sweet one from Honeybee333. Deep gratitude. Raquel, thank you for doing what you do. Your podcast centered me at such a deep level. I'm so appreciative of your soul. Thank you, thank you, Jaima. Jaima, Honeybee333. Like, every review means so much. So this podcast has nothing to do with me and just everything to do with whatever your soul feels like hearing at the time. But still cool that I get to help message, be a messenger for ya. And also, last thing, I happen to be hosting my very first online workshop on deepening your own magic, January 4th. I'm so, so excited and very lit up about this. I want to keep it fairly small for my first one so I can really connect personally with all of you, know where you're at, where you are seeking to deepen your magic. So if you're interested in more information, please see the show notes or go to yourownmagic.life/workshop. Speaking of messenger, that is exactly what Ashley has found her purpose to be. Thanks to the Pinnacle showing her that way. You will hear that in this episode. And so with all of that being said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Ashley Wood.
Exactly. It's all, yeah, like it's, I don't believe in the word balance, but it is all, it's intention. And yeah, if you're like, well, the whole term orthorexia is a thing for a reason. If you're eating all organic and vegan and everything because you feel like you have to, but the energy you're bringing to it is stressing you out and affecting your mental health, then there's really no point in doing it because you're gonna get sick anyway.
Yeah. So. Amen. Exactly. And a lot of people don't really vibe with the word balance, which does make sense, but I'm curious why you don't.
Because in my channeling, well, like when I was doing readings for clients, I still do, but I do them much less. This happened in the past. They've mainly talked about it when it comes to relationships, and they describe a relationship, like a healthy relationship, as a ship on water. And sometimes the water is rocky and it's going back and forth and you're going to slide to the other person and the other person's going to slide to you. And like, you're going to constantly be helping each other up and it's never, ever perfect. Like a relationship is never perfect. And I think about that in life too, is where life is never at a perfect balance because energy is constantly moving. So we're constantly being thrown into a new direction of having to find our feet or find our comfort, I guess. If you're moving with the energy, and if you're not, you're completely out of balance because you're not pushing yourself. You're not like enjoying the opportunities that come your way. So I don't believe in balance. I just believe in flexibility and awareness and like being able to move along that rocking ship.
I love that. Just being flexible, being open to that flexibility.
My daughter is a Libra and she at 3 already wants things like just so. Yeah.
Really? At 3?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know her moon and rising?
Oh gosh, I do. I have it written down. I always forget. She is a Capricorn moon and a Leo rising.
Leo rising.
That's me too. We're the same.
Really? That's right. Yeah. I think you told me that. Yeah.
What are you?
I am a Leo sun, a Leo moon.
Whoa.
And I don't know. Dangerous. And
that's the glam.
Exactly.
I love it.
But I go through my moods. I'm either like all natural, nothing, or I like go all in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right now it's an all in season for a reason.
Season for a reason.
And then I'm a Cancer rising, and that's like the gentle side definitely comes.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, shall we ground a bit and
let's
connect?
Do it.
And yeah,
let's do it.
Dear guides, angels, divine guidance, thank you so much, so, so much for this connection, this moment with Ashley. As you know, I've been really excited to connect with her and just soak in her wisdom and everything that she has to offer. May you use us both as a vessel to deliver whatever message you believe will best benefit the listeners or help shift the consciousness of whoever's listening, and even ourselves as well. And may we be connected and present, allowing our egos to take a back seat as we just allow whatever cosmic truths to unfold. And also, please bless that the tech is very smooth.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And do you start all of your interviews that way?
Some of them. It depends on if I know that they are somebody that is open to that or not. If I'm in question, I would rather just start the interview without, you know, throwing them off at all, even though I'm sure most everybody that is interviewed would be super open to it. But I just, if I'm uncertain, I would just rather do it before by myself. And then just so they can feel comfortable and at ease through the interview. But if I know it's somebody that 100% connects to their guides and they're so open to that, yes, because it really shifts. There's something about me doing it with you that just is so powerful, you know?
Mm-hmm. I just feel so much love for you right now. Like that's what it brought out. I'm like, I just want to hug you.
I feel the love. I just want to hug you too. I'm so happy we're doing this video.
Yeah, it's nice. I think I'm going to start doing it on my show. I always do audio only, and it's just really nice to be able to see somebody.
Right. I always do audio only too, but lately I've just been doing video and there's a deeper connection there. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Ashley, I would love for everyone to hear your story of how you have such a strong intuitive gift that I would love for you to share, and also what led you to dedicating your life to all this when it comes to Akashic Records and helping people just really tune in and align.
Yeah, for sure. So it goes back to birth. When I was born with the ability to easily connect to the other dimensions that our souls exist in. I was born being able to easily tap into those other dimensions. I don't call it the other side because I do believe that there are many sides. And if you think of like a pie or a pizza or something, we are existing in one slice and our soul is like our physical is one slice and our energy is in all the other slices. And there's all these other dimensions. Some are past lives, some are future lives or possibilities, some are just many different realms. I don't even know them all. Mm-hmm. But I was born, I was very sensitive as a child, and I am very grateful that I had the grandmother that I did. I mean, I had a mom and dad as well, but yeah, my grandma was also very sensitive, and she read tarot. She had crystals. She read tea leaves. She read palms. And the way she explained it to me of what she was doing is she said, this is how God works through me. So I didn't see it as anything other than God working through her and believing that anytime I had some kind of, let's say, like magic happen, that it was God working through me. And she was a woman of the church and whatnot, and that's why she used the language that she did. But she also had people who came to her house, and she would read their palms and give them tea leaf readings. And so I grew up with this. Like, I was at her house all the time, and I'd be playing with her crystals all the time and her tarot all the time. And I remember when I was 21, I think, or 22, I can't even remember how old I was, and I went on my first overseas trip, and it was the first time I had left my family for a long, like an extended period of time, and she gave me a reading before, and this was just like part of my growing up, of like, I'm going away, I need a reading, like, is there anything I need to be cautious of? And of course, everything she shared with me was like bang on, and it happened exactly as she said. So I was just, I'm very grateful that I grew up with someone like that in my life to be able to be a mentor to me and to talk to me about what all of this is. And so when I was 19 years old is when I realized that I have different abilities than even her, because we all have different ways of communicating, of opening up, of receiving. And I had a dream when I was 19, when I was walking down a street in my parents' town, like my hometown, and I was walking down this sidewalk, and everything around looked like Technicolor. Like, it was like kind of like the Wizard of Oz, like really, really, really bright colors. I still remember this dream perfectly. And I've visited places like this again in my dream since, so I remember the colors. And this man was walking with me, and there was also a bumblebee, and the bumblebee is like flying around. And he said, don't swat at it. If you do, or like push it away, you have to leave this place. And it was kind of like the distraction that I had to focus past it. And he said to me, June 4th, 1942, tell her I'm sorry. And then I woke up, and I knew to write the date down. I like woke up like, wow, I traveled somewhere. Like, that was crazy. I need to do something with that. So I wrote the date down, and then I don't know if I went back to sleep or not. That was a long time ago. But the next day I went to my grandma's house, and I told her about this dream, and she got very emotional. And she told me that that was the date of her father's funeral, and that her brother had taken everything from her that day that was left to her in the will. So in my dream, I had traveled to a dimension where I met her brother, who I'd never met before, and like in his awake, a living state. I had never met him, and I never met him in my awake state. He gave me a message, and I brought it back to her. And so throughout my life, I now, looking back, know that I'm a messenger. Like, that is one of my purposes, is that I'm a messenger and I deliver messages. And even to this day, I don't call myself a spiritual teacher, because I don't believe you need to be taught how to be spiritual, but I do call myself a teacher and a messenger. So let's go through the 20s very, very quickly. That was 19, where I was like, whoa, that's what am I going to do with this? This is wild.
Wild.
That, yeah, it kept happening. So like, I would have these dreams where I would either have visits, or I would have hints of things that, like, I would see things that were going to happen before they happened. So I would dream that, like, this woman that I worked with, as she was going to get sick and pass away. And she did, 2 months later, got diagnosed with cancer and passed away. And so my dreams were getting so real, and I was seeing so much that it really became overwhelming. And I was just not prepared for it. Like, I wasn't ready for it. So I kept trying to shut it out. And I remember having like full-on conversations with, I didn't even know what, because I didn't know what to call it, God or anything. I just said, like, leave me alone, please, like, stop. I just want to live, like, please leave me alone. And it would come in and out where, like, it would be quiet for a few years, and then something would happen. And I've actually never talked about this on any other podcast, but it's really coming through right now, and so I have to share it. But when my grandma passed away, I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing her in a silhouette on my bed, And she gave me her hand and she just said, everything is okay. And I think I began to soften towards a lot of this. And I don't really remember much else other than just seeing her and then like snapping back into like you know, when you first wake up, you can see things and you're just like, whoa, I don't know. And then I like really woke up and she was gone. So I started to soften to it and to talk about it a bit more and to try to understand it because I realized I couldn't control it. And then, let's fast forward again until I got pregnant at 31. I had been married for a few years and my husband and I decided on a whim to have a baby. We weren't ever going to have a child. And then we just like, it just came through one day. We're like, we need to have a baby. And the next 24 hours we conceived her and it just like happened so divinely. And I felt the calling, like I felt a soul like tugging on me being like, let me in, I need to come now. And she did, she came so easily and quickly that it really caught me off guard. And in my first month of pregnancy, I had a ton of anxiety and depression because I just couldn't believe that it happened so fast. I was like, I'm not prepared. People told me it was going to take like 6 months and I just was not prepared for the changes. And so it was really difficult. But at the same time, again, with the polarities that we exist in the physical, there's always a polarity. You cannot have light without dark and dark without light. Even in the darkest times, light is happening. Things are changing, things are shifting, and gifts are being presented to you should you be able to receive them. And exactly in the opposite, when you're in this beautiful space where you're like, everything's perfect, everything's in harmony, I'm so blessed, I'm just so like just in this light life, there is always a shadow attached to it because you always have the polarity. So while I'm going through this difficult period of adjusting to being pregnant, and if anyone is listening who's been pregnant as well, like, you know, in the beginning it's just this like mind game almost of like, wow, my life is about to change, but I don't know how it's going to change, but everything is different, but I don't know how it's different. It's just so wild. At month 3 of my pregnancy, I had a dream that I gave birth to a little girl and she came out with really intense eyes, dark hair, and she spoke to me like immediately as soon as she came out. And she told me the day that she, or how old she was when she passed away, the year, what happened, how she passed away in her most like recent life before this one, why she chose us as parents, and that she had been in a space in between waiting for another family to join. And she told me about this space. And so I woke up being like, I met our daughter. We're having a girl. This is what happened to her. This is what we have to like prepare for. These are the wounds she's coming in with that we need to know about and we need to heal or help her heal. And it was just so real. And so I never asked our midwife the sex of our baby because I knew it was a girl. Yeah. And throughout my pregnancy, my gifts got so strong. Like I was dreaming about her all the time. She chose her name in a dream. This owl always came to me in my dreams and gave me messages. And it was just like, it was so beautiful. And then of course I gave birth to her and it was the exact baby that was in my dreams, like the exact one, the intense eyes, dark hair, everything.
Of course.
Yeah. And in the first year postpartum, I had the darkest time of my life with postpartum anxiety and depression. It was almost debilitating. It was so difficult. And at the same time, I was like exploded with love in a way that I'd never felt before, like a mother's love. I'm so grateful that it didn't, that what I was facing on myself personally didn't cloud my ability to connect with my daughter, because it didn't, and I know it can, but it didn't. And I really feel that she came to me as this angel to like light up my gifts and to change my life. And she also chose us as parents because she knew that we would be able to give her the support she needed and create a life that would support her and what she needs. So I was like, throughout that first year, it didn't even feel real. Like I would see spirit guides in front of me. I was getting messages all the time. I was receiving messages from deceased loved ones my daughter's face would kind of morph in front of me, and I would see my husband's grandmother who just passed away, and then I would feel a message from her. Like, it was just so intense. And then I was told, start a podcast. And I had never thought of starting a podcast. I was a vegan food blogger, trying to be anyway. It never really took off. Like, it did. It brought in a bit of money and it spread a little bit. But I saw all these other girls like really killing it. And I'm like, why isn't it happening? It's because it wasn't in alignment. And so I start this podcast, and I thought it was going to be about health and wellness and stuff. And I didn't, silly me. It ended up being about my spiritual journey. It just came through so fast, so hard, that this is what it had to be about. And I had to share. I'm remembering now, I saw a psychic in 2012, and she told me at my bachelorette party, she told me that I was going to share my gifts with the world, and that I'd have a really large audience, and I was going to talk about what I do, and I was going to teach and share. And at the time I laughed at her. And then right before I launched my podcast, her voice came into my head, and I had never thought about it since, but her voice came into my head, and I heard, this is the large audience. This is where you talk about your gifts. This is where you do this. And so I was like, okay, Wow. Scrap the vegan food. This is what I do. So we launched the podcast, and then after a couple of months, I met this woman named Morgan Yakis, who is a hypnotherapist between New York and LA. And she ended up coming on the show. And we had a phone call, and in just like a couple of minutes, she was like, do you read the Akashic Records? And I said, no. She's like, she's very intuitive. And she's like, you really have to, like, it'll change your life. And I didn't even know what they were, but I went out and bought a book by Linda Howe. Mm-hmm. I read half the book. I didn't even finish it. I just read half of it. And I could tell that I knew how to do it. And if I read any further, I would get kind of tripped up in my own gift.
Wow.
So I entered the records one day. And I kid you not, Raquel, I always say this. The first time I went in the records was as powerful as giving birth to a child. My life, I knew it was going to change immediately. I knew I could never go back. It felt like a coming home party. I was like high and drunk off of energy. It was so insane. And yet it made such perfect sense at the same time, but it was very overwhelming. And so I put it away for 2 months, and I just, like, I knew that life wouldn't be the same, but I wasn't ready to enter that yet. And so after 2 months, one day I had this feeling of just being incomplete. I just was so out of alignment. I remember looking at my closet. I'm looking at my closet right now and being like, none of my clothes like feel like me anymore. I feel like I'm just like I just felt like I couldn't understand my own existence, my own essence. And then I was about to do yoga to like try and like feel my body. And I heard, go into the records right now. And I hadn't been in them in 2 months. So I opened the records, and my grandma was there. My whole cosmic team was there. And now the energies that I work with, who are named the Pinnacle, they were there. And they said, your purpose in this life is to modernize the Akashic Records, to ground them, to make them accessible. You will teach them differently than other people do. Follow this and you'll be taken care of for life. 2 months later, I launched my practice of doing Akashic Record readings. That was June 2018.
Wow.
March 2019, I had already read for almost 500 people around the world. My husband left his job. We now have a like multiple six-figure business that we developed from courses of channeled material that has come through me. And it has completely changed our life and the lives of many others, like the people who have received the work. And we created a course as well on how to read the Akashic Records by way of the Pinnacle, like the energies that I work with. And so many people have taken that course and started their own businesses, and they do their own readings. And it's just so, it is the biggest blessing I have been given. My family, but I really believe that I wouldn't have this had I not brought this soul into the world. Like, my daughter is the biggest blessing I've been given. And then with that came all of this, because I went to the darkest of the dark in the postpartum anxiety and depression, where I didn't even know if I was going to live. And from that, I was able to be cracked open to receive all of this.
Speechless. Your journey, your story. I mean, I already felt a connection with you when I saw you. And then hearing this, I just, again, want to give you an even bigger hug because you're such a powerful, you're a force. You are a force, your soul, and you listen. And that's the beauty of the darkness in that moment is that it brought you this major light that is now supporting your family and supporting you and supporting the world and everybody that goes to you.
Yeah,
that's powerful.
CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel, as in stress, anxiety, pain, etc. And I'm sure most of you are aware of CBD by now, but I'm always curious what are the best ones on the market, what ones are really effective. And I'm happy that I recently was introduced to Feels, a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free and delivered directly to your door. And I personally just like the feeling of how it eases, calms, and chills my body. A natural method to relieve pain and nervousness and even sleeplessness without harmful side effects. So Feels, spelled F-E-A-L-S, is a better way to feel better. I simply place a few drops of Feels CBD oil under my tongue, and I even like their new Feels CBD infused mints for on the go, plus that extra hint of fresh breath while also having that clear head and a body that feels more chill and at ease. And one thing to note about CBD is that finding your right dose is very important, as everyone is simply different. In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. And the Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. So nice to have. So joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel at any time. So start feeling better with Feels and become a member today by going to feels.com/magic, and you'll get 40% off your first 3 months with free shipping. And the link is also in the show notes. That's feals.com/magic to become a member and get 40% automatically taken off your first 3 months with free shipping. Feels.com/magic. Take advantage of this CBD. I have an inkling of a feeling you will really enjoy this one. And now on with the show.
It is. And they keep transforming. Like this past summer, over eclipse season, I've received the entire download of how to teach the records now, that absolutely anybody can do it. Anyone can enter, because we have this line that's running through our bodies. It connects up to the universe, runs down through our bodies, the central line of our bodies, and attaches or connects into the earth beneath our feet. And we're receiving messages from this line 24/7 all the time, every single second of every single day, because it attaches up to the highest realm where our Akashic records are, which, if anyone doesn't know, is a metaphysical library of your entire soul's existence, everything that's happened to you, with you, anything you have felt, anything is in the records. And this line is attached to that realm. And so from the moment we take our first breath, we're receiving information, and you can call it downloads, pings, guidance, inner thought, inner knowing, gut feeling. You can call it anything you want. It's all language at the end of the day, but we're receiving that 24/7. And so the way that we teach this now and the way that I teach the records is there are two ways to access them. And one is the ritual dial up internet way of the prayer and the older way of doing it, which absolutely works, and that's how you do it for somebody else. But if you want to tune in just for yourself, that line gives you everything that you need. You don't need the prayer, you don't need the whole the ritual. You just need that intention. We teach a line activation, which is a simple easy breath work and movement that activates and opens that line, which is the files of all of these messages so that you can begin receiving them and receive this guidance from your higher self in this highest realm that really is just rooting you on. And so that's how we teach the records now, which is very different than other Akashic record readers and people who talk about them and teach them. We teach them in two different ways. One that's like 5G, high pace, easy to access, everyone can do it. And the other is the older way, which is really wonderful and beautiful. They're equally powerful. One way you can use them to read for other people and to like explore the history of other people and support them in that way. But if you want it for yourself, you have it in you. Every single person listening to this has it.
Already. That is exactly what I've always visualized as a stream. I've always called it the stream. And I saw you call it a line, and you have your entire platform is now a line within. Now that I really understand, because I've read it, but hearing you just talk about it, that is such a game changer. I've never felt so called to, because a lot of online courses and workshops, I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. But this one is really lighting me up, connecting me to that stream, but to the library, which I'm not, I have never accessed that. I've intentionally tried to do.
Well, let me gift them to you so that you can try them out.
No.
Yeah, I would love to.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'll gift you our Clear the Line workshops and you can try them out. Well, like if they're your gifts, then you can do more with them than try them out.
I love you already. Thank you so much. Wow. And I know that you have like a, even though we usually talk about this in the end, but might as well just talk about it now. Listeners do have a discount, right?
Yes, they have a discount. Yes. I can't even remember what I set it up as.
It's magic. I believe it's magic. And I'll put it in the intro. I think it's 20%, yeah.
Yeah, and
which is amazing.
Yeah, and I don't know when this comes out, but we have another workshop coming out on Samhain, like Halloween, the 31st of October, about Clear the Line past life. So it's like
access. That's perfect. This comes out the 28th.
Oh, excellent. So hang on to that discount code and pick it up.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. That is phenomenal. And I'm sure people want us to continue to dive into the Akashic and this line. This line, now that is, I mean, it's not that it's revolutionary because people know about it, but
I love
thinking about this line that connects us. And you said that you connect with the pinnacle is what this energy, this collective likes to call themselves. Are they like a social memory complex? Who are the pinnacle?
They're so funny and sarcastic. And when I asked them one day, I'm like, when we were recently in Vancouver in September, and I had I've never been more out of alignment in my life than going there thinking we would go and move there. Like we went there for it was meant to be a week. And after 4 days, we went home because none of us slept. The first night, I saw this red ring above our bed, and they said it was the pinnacle. And I felt it was so intense. It was such an intense experience. And so I just sat down and I was like, dude, it's like, just level with me here. Are you aliens? What are you? Like, you give me these messages, you say you're from the highest point. Like, are you aliens? And I just hear, like, the way I hear messages is almost like my own ideas, or like it's coming, like it's like I'm thinking it. It's like I'm thinking in my head, you know, when you're daydreaming or thinking in my head, that's how I receive messages. It's like I'm thinking in my head. And I know some people can be like, well, what if how do you not know you're making it up? And I take it all. Like, I'm just like, the more I just trust everything, whether it's mine or whether it's coming from someone else, it really doesn't matter as long as it lights me up. Like, that's all that matters, because that's our entire purpose here, is to fill our lives with joy. And so if it lights me up, does it really matter? No. And so I was just like, are you aliens? And they were like, it was this like feeling of like being tapped on the head, and they're like, oh my darling, you just don't understand, do you? They said, we're the highest point. We are a realm. We are an energy of a realm. We are a dimension. We come to you sometimes looking like physical, because in my readings, I see them sometimes. They're like really long, and they have like long faces and long hands. They're super tall, and they kind of look like what you would imagine a Pleiadian to look like. Like, they have like
that's
really
what I was thinking.
But they're so long, and probably 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. And so, pardon me, they're like, we come to you as physical so you can receive us and understand us, because you need to be able to see something that you can identify with to receive. But we are an energetic realm, which is beyond what your human mind can comprehend, mm-hmm. is how they said it to me. And I was like, perfect, thanks. Just like show me how to receive in the ways that I can comprehend. But knowing you're a realm is also super helpful, because that's how I know that this line is attached to a realm, and that is where our Akashic mm-hmm. record exists. It's within a realm. It's not a real library. It's all energy.
It's all energy. And I can visualize this. Of course, it's hard for our human minds to conceive, to totally understand. But I mean, I do truly believe that whatever we're connected to, whoever connected to, wherever, whatever realm, I mean, we're living in that now as well. And that we happen to be part of that. We're just taking on this human form for this experience, but we're also still part of the pinnacle or whatever it is.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I like to say, and I've shared this a couple times, it's actually an example that I put in one of our workshops, our Release Fear workshop, Clear the Line, Release Fear. If you take a glass plate and you smash it on the ground, this is kind of like what I was talking about the pizza at the beginning, but you smash it on the ground and you see all those different particles of the plate, like different shards of glass. And maybe there are like only 10, maybe there are many, but the physical is one of those particles or one of those pieces. Our energy is so much more than that. It's existing in all of the other pieces. Like our energy is everywhere. So we're here in the physical, but we are multidimensional beings. We're in so many other places at this one time. We are so much more than this borrowed container that we're in right now.
I love that analogy. You're one plate, but you know, you shatter it, there's different pieces.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So then in this experience though, what do you think? And I didn't even think we would be going there, but we're going there. Let's go there. So in this experience then, because we are individuals and you, Ashley Woods, as your, you know, human has identified mm-hmm. yourself, because we are human. So we do still have these egos and these identities and these labels, even though we are not fully attached to them when we do shift our consciousness, obviously. But do you think that it's extremely valuable to focus on the mission of why Ashley is here, or why this your soul took over this exact human suit versus, or do you think it's important to discover it all where your soul is everywhere?
That is such an interesting question. And I, in my reason for being here, because I was told I'm here for the Akashic Records, I feel like my purpose is to understand as much of all as I can, because I teach about our multidimensional experience. And I had this amazing moment with my husband, who's my co, what do you call it? We're in this business together. Like, we're 50-50 in it, and he's like right on board, and we have very different thought processes, and he's so wonderful to work with. And we had this moment in August, I think it was, and it must have been on the full moon in August, yes, where he came home from being out, and I was at home and I was about to go to bed, and he came in and we started into the bedroom, and we started just for some reason talking about multidimensional experiences and how we are existing in all these different realms at one time. And then something came through me, like a stream of just like, I believe we all channel at all times. Like when we're having conversations like this, sometimes these like brilliant thoughts are just coming through. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I was like, we have the ability to tap into these other dimensions that provide us with like limitless potential to reach our highest selves. And when we tap into those other dimensions and we experience like things that we've done in past lives, future lives, other dimensions, when we're really tapped into this understanding of ourselves in a much bigger and broader way than just our physical human self, that is how people like Beyonce, for example, or Jay-Z reach such high success, because they're tapping into other realms. And when I said this, he looked at me and he's like, we've had this conversation before. And my eyes filled with tears, and it really felt like that. And I truly believe that there is so much more to us than our physical form. And the more that we connect into our physical form through this line, the more we're able to understand and acknowledge these other dimensions. I'm sure, Raquel, you have had moments where you're like, either this is deja vu, or I feel like I'm in two places at once right now, or you wake up from your dreams and you're like, I was just somewhere else. Rather than writing those off as like weird experiences or just like fluke things, sit with it and think about it and do a line activation and do a deeper line activation that we have in our workshops that like really allow you to travel to a different dimension and to ask the questions and to find the knowledge, because this knowledge is power and it's there for you. And as our consciousness continues to elevate, and as we enter into a new decade, and as our technology continues to just expand, I seriously believe that our minds have the capacity to like be bigger than the internet. Like they have to be. We don't even use all of our brains, and we are moving to a place of like, sure, you can call it, what is it, 5D consciousness. I don't even know exactly what that is. I think
it's
I know.
Human mind, linear stuff, you know.
Yeah, but I just feel like we're on the cusp of knowing so much more about ourselves and taking that as a step into the evolvement of our existence, as opposed to like a spiritual woo-woo type thing. It's like, well, no. If you ask someone 100 years, or not 100 years ago, let's say 500 years ago, if we would be doing this conversation that we are right now, like being in different parts of the world, mm-hmm. putting out a podcast, like none of this would make sense. So how I'll answer your question is, when we limit ourselves into our own physical purpose and like focus on this physical thing that isn't even, it's just such a small part of us, we are closing ourselves off from our limitless potential and our limitless life.
Damn.
I went on a roll.
Yes. That was on it. And isn't that insane that at this time you happen to be in Canada, I happen to be in Colorado, we are communicating, and to know that the pinnacle and other entities, I mean, they are so far evolved that they're able to telepathically deliver all these messages. And that's something that we do have the ability to access, as long as we continue to want to not evolve like, oh, because I'm a spiritual being having a human experience, but like, no, actually evolve in our spirituality, have the experiences so we really can continue to find more information, understand this experience even mm-hmm. more.
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Exactly. And you and I were totally brought together, because I remember when I listened to your podcast, the first, like the very beginning, like when it first came out, I was driving. Whoa. And I was just like, I'm going to talk to that girl one day, Raquel. And I remember I sent you a couple of emails, and I'm like, I just really want to be on your show because I want to talk to you. And then you didn't get my emails, but then you reached out to me. And I'm like, the way I see time is like, we see time, we see ourselves age, we see the sun come up, we see it go down. Like, we see time as linear on the physical, and that's how it is. But on the every other dimension, like outside of the physical, it's all happening at the same time. And right now I'm like completely experiencing hearing your podcast for the first time, driving down the road that I was driving on, being like, I'm going to talk to that girl one day. Like,
it's the whole moment, this was happening at that
time. Yes.
I wish you could see, but I have chills. I don't know if you can see my hair. I love your laugh. It's so cute. Oh my gosh. Wow. So, okay, to activate this line, now I'm curious if there's something to give us an idea of what activating the line might look like.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have a free tutorial. Like,
oh hell yeah, perfect.
I will take responsibility for putting this together and putting it into the world, but it's been channeled through me. So I didn't make this. Like, this came to me as a message, just like this line. Like, I didn't invent that. I didn't come up with that. That's been in every single human from the time humans began. And I'm packaging it differently and sharing it with people because it's such important information to know. So this line activation, we have a free tutorial on our website, a video and a full, like, I guess you could call it blog post, like written about how to do it. And I've done an IGTV about it as well. So you can check those out, and it can be linked probably so that you can actually like see the video. But you're basically just putting your hands above your head in prayer form or prayer position and closing your eyes. And while you're closing your eyes, you're about to, like, you're going to inhale down. As you're inhaling, you're moving your hands down the midline, like center point of your body, without touching your body. And when you get to the bottom point where your fingers are about to like separate, that's where you then move back up and exhale. And you do this four times, because the Pinnacle always say that things, in order to transform, it must be done in four. They say everything comes in four. And you think of like quarters in the year, like the way that we have developed our calendars, the way that seasons work, the way Mother Nature works. Like they said, everything has to happen in fours. And so we do it in a sequence of four. And that is all you have to do. Like for the like really easy every single day self-care ritual is what we call it. Do it before you sit down to work. I do it in the shower every morning. I close my eyes. I like get quiet. And then I inhale down, exhale up, inhale down, exhale up, inhale down, exhale up four times. While I'm doing it, I'm simply entering with the intention of just open up and let me know whatever I need to know. And I receive messages later, not in the moment. My husband goes in with a mantra, and while he's doing it, he just like says in his mind over and over, something like, I enter with the belief that I know what I need to know, or I forget what it is. He has this.
I get the idea of it though. That's
brilliant. That it's like already within me.
Yeah.
And then he receives messages right away, but he also sits down sometimes and does automatic writing, and it just flows out. That's the basic one that you can do anytime. Anytime you need to feel your highest self, like that connection. Like I want to sit down and like write something, make something, or I just want clarity, or I have a question, or whenever you need that guidance, that connection to the highest realm, to your highest self. Then in our workshops, we have deeper line activations. They're still called line activations, but they guide you through about a 15 to 20 minute guided meditation, where the entire purpose is to see yourself in different dimensions, to like receive the information in different realms, to allow yourself to like really access those files and to understand what you need to know in there. And our workshops, one of them is gain clarity, one of them is love, one of them is money, one of them is release fear, and then we have past life coming out at the end of the month. And so those line activations are very specific to the purpose of the workshop and like asking, like looking for that kind of clarity.
Oh my gosh, this is all so brilliant. I'm so excited to do this before I create something, or just when I rise in the morning, just so I open up and I'm like, hey, this is me. This is me opening up, so you can, you know, channel through me, whatever you want to channel through me, which I already know this stuff, but hey, you know, I'd like to be reminded in a conscious level.
And you want to be able to pick up the messages. That's the thing. Yeah. Like it's channeling through you all the time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And we teach that your line can get clogged through like societal conditioning, past life trauma, limiting beliefs, lifestyle choices, like numbing out or just making poor decisions. I used to smoke so much weed and there was no way I was picking up these messages. Like honestly, like
really? You think that blocks it?
Well, for
I've
me,
I've only just started smoking weed since I've been in Colorado.
Like, yeah, for me, it personally did. I can't say that anybody else. Like, you may be totally fine.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah. But in clearing the line, which is what our work does, it helps you clear this line so that you're able to pick up these messages because you're receiving them all the time.
I just see that. I see how it does activate. And the fact that you do four, that number four, the listeners, they see four all the time or 444. I get DMs almost every day about seeing fours. There's something so magical about this number four, which I wonder what it is about that number, but there's something about it that whenever I see it, I know something is coming through.
Yeah. And it's so, I find numbers so interesting because from my understanding, they've always been the same and they're the same in every language, I believe, like alphabet changes, but I think numbers are the same.
No, they're the same. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Cosmic divine wisdom that we just needed to at least know that part on this earth when we started. How can accessing this help people clear or heal pain and trauma and disease and past life, whatever challenges, issues that they had experienced?
It gives you that information about yourself as to why it's happening. And I really do believe in the readings that I've done, they've always said, as soon as you can put a label on something without an excuse, just like label it as like, this is why this is happening. Immediately your frequency can shift, because this is all frequency. Like, we're all energetic beings, which we know, and our emotions and our thoughts are frequencies. And as soon as we're like not in the dark as to, well, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? And we understand the why, all of a sudden the unknown is gone. It's like, okay, well, I understand. And your frequency changes and you have this knowledge. Now, something that really sets our work apart from a lot of work that is out there, two main points, is that one, you can't rewrite your past. Like, yes, you can do work on your inner child and you can find this information and you can learn about yourself, but you can't rewrite that and you can't change that. Like, you take that as information and take that as information that you have chosen to move and to evolve and to grow. And rather than say, well, that happened to me because, or this is happening to me because of this, this is happening to me because of this. It's like, it's shifting your idea and shifting your whole frequency around it as labeling something and taking ownership of something and understanding something as, this is why, like, and now I have that information and I know what to do with it. And the second point is that we incarnate with life lessons, and these lessons come from past lives and they never go away. Like, we can't fully heal them, but we can learn how to work with them. So I've had a lot of people in my community who have come to me and been like, or on our Facebook group, I see it and they're like, you know, I thought that I was finished with this. I thought I had dealt with this. Why is this like test or something coming up again? Like, I thought that I worked through this. I must like have done something wrong, or I must like just not be strong enough. It will always come back, but with your information and your knowledge and your understanding and your evolvement, you understand how to move through these life lessons, these situations differently. And if you look back at all of your challenging moments in your life, or all the moments you've been triggered, or all the things that have been happening, or anything, you'll be able to draw a line and notice your life lessons and notice how they're all similar and notice how things are just being presented in a different way. Understanding the line and understanding this work and understanding how to move through it, you see, okay, this is a lesson that I incarnated with. I'm going to learn as much information as I can about this lesson and how I can work with it and how I can evolve with it, so that when it continues to come through my life, because it's not going to leave me until I die, and that's maybe something uncomfortable to sit with, but we're never perfect in this human form. It's impossible to be perfect. You're not born perfect and you don't pass away perfect. This is a lesson you continue to work with and will always change as you grow. So when you have this information, you have that much more power and confidence within yourself that you're like, I can work with this. I can continue to learn about this. I can continue to evolve with this. And this is only one part of me. I have so many other tools. I have so much other experience that I can use to work through this. And we call another thing, sorry, a third point is finding your middle space. And the middle space is like where the line is. It's the middle space of your energy, the middle space of your body. It's finding that middle space where you can take a step back and you can look at everything that's happening in your life and you can still have emotion. You can still have like attachment to a certain outcome. You can still have all of this, but you can see how your emotions are energetically impacting and creating your experience without judgment, just like being in this middle space of being like, okay, this is my lesson, or I take responsibility for what's happening. I understand. I have this information and I'm going to move through this. It's this space of really neutrality without being numb. Like, you can be, you can feel, you are meant to feel. I shared that without the darkness that I went through, I wouldn't have what I have, but it is finding that neutrality in the middle of whatever is happening, that middle space, and understanding how that applies to your life lesson and how you can move through it.
Ooh, that is so profound. Just sitting in that middle space for a minute is where, let's say you just have a super opaque experience. You're just super clouded by whatever's going on. But if you take time in that middle space is where the clarity lies.
Yes.
Where it all clears up and you can see it from another perspective, a higher perspective, experience whatever you're feeling, but you'll be able to understand why it's happening for you.
Yes.
And this is not going to be something that's happening to you.
Yes.
An article I read of yours about expanding your threshold.
Yes.
During an all-time low, which is an energetic meter, right?
Yes.
That you call the threshold. So how can knowing this threshold about our threshold or having the awareness of the threshold and help our experience, enhance our experience, give us clarity in our experiences?
For sure. I love the threshold. That also came through in eclipse season. Yeah. This past summer was so transformational in terms of darkness that we went through, but also information that came through, and like it was the threshold. So we have this energetic threshold within us. That is, I like to, the way that I visually see it in my third eye, I guess, like I can see it as like a cardiogram, like a heart rate monitor. Mm-hmm. Like going up and down, up and down, up and down. And our lowest experiences our low vibrational moments are at the bottom and our high vibrational moments are at the top. But we apply the judgment as to what is high and what is low. So I was just giving this example to someone yesterday where I said, like, you could be at a high vibrational point of, let's say, like, you won the lottery and that's something you've manifested your whole life. And you're like, I just want to win the lottery. And then you do. And then you get all this money and you realize, wow, I have zero idea how to budget my finances. And all of a sudden you spend it all away. Or all of a sudden, like I read an article one time of this guy who like won the lottery and then had like developed a drinking problem because he loved booze. And all of a sudden he could buy so much of it. And then he had a house party and then there was a house fire and his house burned down. And it's like, we have these high and low vibrational experiences all the time. Maybe not at such a grand scale, but as we are experiencing things in a higher vibration or a lower vibration, we are able to, this meter measures what we can experience, what we can hold, what we can move through while still accessing our middle space. And that is going to determine the life experiences that we're able to create for ourselves, because we will only be sent what we can receive. And so this meter is what is determining what we can receive. So if you want a higher vibrational experience, you have to be able to sit where you are. Sometimes people are pushing so, so, so hard to be able to get more, have more, be more, just, and it feels like it's not going in the right direction. They're like, why can't I just do it? Why can't I, let's say, expand my threshold? It is about being in the middle space where you are and accepting where you are and learning where you are and being able to comfortably be there, no matter what you feel, that's fine. Without judgment, being where you are, that expands you. And then without judgment, it keeps going. Without judgment, it keeps going. And you'll notice that your experiences in life begin to flow with this expansion of this threshold where you'll have like a really, really, really high point where you're like, I can't believe that I'm here. It's amazing. And then maybe a couple months later, you'll notice that the exact same frequency on a different scale is coming into your life to check. Are you at that middle space? There's no judgment. The universe is not testing you to see if you pass or if you fail or sitting at like a desk, like marking you or anything. This is all energy, and energy can only move where it can fit. And so there's no judgment at all. There's no like, I didn't pass this, so I can't keep moving. Yeah. It can only move where it fits. And that's where this meter comes in.
It just is. Yeah. Wow. And I love that you recently had this download.
Yes.
And most of it.
Yeah. Most of it came together recently. Like the line came through my readings at the very beginning when I first started with the Akashic Records. I didn't understand it, but back in December, I couldn't figure it out, but I was saying to my husband, I'm like, is it like the hotline? Like, what is this? There's this line, the hotline. Like, I was just not piecing it together yet. Past summer, it was like, I was in the shower one day, which is where I do my line activations. And I used to open my Akashic records or try to like intentionally connect to the Akashic field, which I now know is that realm. And it just like came through and it's like a line within. Rebrand your business, change everything. We rewrote all of our workshops. It's like, do everything. And then the threshold came through, and then the middle space came through. It just all, it was like, it was insane. And at the same time, our personal lives, like we were dealing with a lot of family difficulty, and our personal lives were, it felt like trauma. Trauma's, of course, it's completely personal, but it was so interesting that what was happening in terms of how we would work and live and share, it was that threshold again. Like it was so interesting.
Isn't that interesting how that does happen? There might be one area in life that just feels like such a high wall. Another area is a little at a low, but it's part of the experience, because it's, imagine having all highs all the time. Just imagine that.
It
would, how would
be
you feel
high
about them? No, it wouldn't be a high anymore.
No. And I look back to like having a daughter, high, postpartum depression, low, receiving this information about the podcast, high. Like it just like, if you look at your life, you can almost chart it.
Always. That's so true. I mean, that's everyone's as well. And even when you are, let's say, having a long period of a low, there are some high moments in there that you can see pockets of light, and also vice versa.
Yes.
So, yeah. Do you happen to have any journaling prompts that people can write down to help them activate as well their line, or just connect more deeply with this space?
Yes. I'm going to bring something up that I wrote yesterday. So it's usually I wouldn't have my phone right beside me, but obviously I needed to do this.
It's okay.
So it keeps channeling through that come 2020, we can no longer hide from ourselves. We cannot, if there's something that is within us that we are trying to be something else, or we're, whatever this means to you, the word just keeps coming, or the line just keeps coming out. You can no longer hide from yourself, because our energy is evolving. We're entering into a new decade. I think of it as like panoramic vision, like seeing 2020. And we have to, if we want to be a part of that, we need to step into our full authentic selves. And we can do that by clearing the line, because we can understand our soul's purpose, our lessons, our gifts, and all these messages that are coming through. And so I put this on my Instagram yesterday. So that's why it's like top of mind, and why I'm able to quickly answer, yes, journal prompts, this. it's about 2020, and it's about how you are hiding from yourself, or how you are not. And so do a line activation, which you can learn to do by listening to this, but also by watching the video. Pause, grab your journal, and then ask yourself, do you believe the guidance you receive? Do you notice it? How often do you take risks? And every single day you're presented with an opportunity to shift, to change, to move. Like energy is constantly moving. The universe is constantly expanding, and you're a part of the universe. So you're constantly expanding as well. It is our birthright to receive these messages. They're running through us. This line is running through us at all times. They've described it as a selenite wand. It, like, if it could be physical, it would look like that. And it's like a coat hanger for the chakra system. So you're receiving messages all the time. If you receive them, do you take them seriously? And how often do you take action on them? Because the action is the practice. Like being able to take action on what you receive without thinking, what are people going to think? Will I fail? What's going to happen? How will that change my life? It's the unknown. How often do you take action? Because if you're not taking action on the messages you're receiving, and you're not happy in your life right now, you're hiding from yourself. You're hiding from this line. You're hiding from this energy. You're hiding from these messages. So sit with that, do that line activation, journal out whatever comes after the activation, and really, really think about that and think, why am I not taking action if I want my life to change?
Wow, that is powerful. And a lot of people, and I myself included, receive certain things and we don't take action because the doubt creeps in.
Yes.
So know to just trust whatever that message is and just do it.
Yes. And also get to the root of that fear though as well. Like honor that. Go into the middle space with that fear and look at that and ask yourself, where is that coming from? Every fear we have in this life is real. It's legit. Like honor yourself for it. Most likely it's a memory from a past life. most likely your fear is on purpose, and you're like, I'm remembering something that I'm scared of, that it has happened to me before, but you just may not realize it in that way. Mm-hmm. But your fear is either fearing the past or the future. It's not allowing you to be present in the moment. As soon as you get into that middle space and understand that and just see, okay, this is my fear, I'm going to name it as such. Maybe this is a memory, but it's not happening right now. And I don't know if it will happen in the future. It's not happening right now. Right now, everything is fine. One of my fears in this lifetime, and as a community, we're working through the Clear the Line, Release Fear program or workshop for the month of October, because we're being called to step into our darkness this month with Scorpio season, and just in preparation of our past life workshop, understanding it. One of my fears is being ostracized, misunderstood, rejected. Like, it always comes up like that, it is not without coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the message that I share is very unique, and that the information that is coming through is very unique, because it takes courage to put it out there. And I sometimes fear I'm going to be rejected, I'm going to be ostracized, I'm going to be on my own. And I've seen past lives where I have been rejected, where I have been ostracized, where I have been on my own. So these lessons that come through in the form of fear that call us to refine them, work with them, understand them, they're all on purpose. So when you say, I have a fear, it's just so silly, like, and you beat yourself down for it, stop doing that. Like, take it seriously and then understand the root of it.
Yeah, honor it, have compassion for it when you remember where it comes from. I'm sure when you look at yourself and those past life experiences, you're like, you know what? She, he, everyone that I've been, they didn't deserve that, but I can completely shift this pattern for my soul right now in this moment, and have compassion for the fact that I've had it. Honor those fears. I love that.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a rapid fire?
Yes, I love rapid fire. Yes. I've never done it before.
What? Okay, actually, I call this random fire because no one does rapid fire. So,
okay. Is rapid fire like answering it super fast?
Yeah, and like lightning speed, like just do it. But, you know, people like to go on and explain stuff, which is fine. I actually like that. So I'm going to call it random fire.
Okay, I'll try rapid fire too, though. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Challenge accepted.
Yes.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
What time do you usually go to bed?
Well, because I'm a mom, I don't get to work as much during the day as I would love to. And so I usually put her to sleep. Like, we put her to bed around 7:30, and then I work until 11:30-ish, and then I'll read a book until 12:30. I'm sometimes up until 1, and then she wakes up at between 6:30 and 7:30, so I'm on early bird without wanting to be. I would love to sleep till 8:30 every day.
Yeah, especially since you do go to bed so late, but you do need that time for yourself and that self-care.
I do. Yeah.
That's so true. And we're always going through different seasons to make you feel better. I was a grandma for a bit, and I don't know, since I've been in Colorado, I've been going to bed around like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And I don't have an excuse.
Oh, well, enjoy it. Like, go to bed when you're tired. There's no rule.
There's no rule. I used to think that the spiritual thing to do was to go to bed early, wake up at 5 a.m. or 4:30 to like receive stuff. But honestly, it's just kind of like honoring the fact that it's going to be different. Be flexible.
Flexible.
You feel like, yeah, my body just, this is what it wants right now, which I'm cool with.
I should say, though, being random fire, not rapid fire, when she was a newborn and I was waking up with her at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., sitting in her chair nursing her, being in total theta state because I'm not awake. I'm like trying to not fall asleep in her chair. That's when I received so many amazing messages and downloads. Yeah.
I'm sure. The veil is thin. That's why sometimes I'm like, should I even go to bed and just sleep in very, very late? Because the veil is very thin at those hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about your daughter's spirit animal?
I'm not going to answer that. Yeah. It's her soul. I don't talk about her. I talk about her a bit, but I don't share things that are so sacred and special to her, because that's her soul spirit animal, and that she can tell the world what she wants.
I so honor that. And if you want to share yours, wonderful. If you don't, that's fine too. I honor that too.
I don't know. An owl works with me a lot.
I was thinking an owl. I think, I don't know if it's because you said it earlier, but I was thinking an owl.
But I don't know. Like
messenger.
Messenger. There are so many animals that come into my readings, and I've received eagle medicine and snake medicine this past year. Like, I live in the middle of a city, and outside of the window that is left to me, we're on the sixth floor, and there's a big tree there. And the other, in April, when I was about to do my reading one day, a bald eagle flew in and sat there and just looked at me. Like, eagles don't go in the middle of the city. It was wild. And it just stood, it just sat there and stared in at the window at me. And then 2 days later, I saw a man walking on the sidewalk with a snake, like just like holding a snake. That, and then in June, all of this meant, like, all of this happened. And so last week I was driving and I was feeling really insecure about our rebrand and just like all these, this new work. And I just was like really uncomfortable. And I'm like, wow, like it feels like we're starting from scratch, or not, we aren't, but it like, it basically feels like we built a house with 20 rooms and we're squatting in the living room. Like, there's so much room to grow, but it's just like overwhelming. And then as I was driving, I looked up and I saw two bald eagles flying overhead in the middle of the city again. And it was at, what was the time? It was at like 2:17. And then I looked down at my dashboard and I had 717 kilometers, sorry, Canadian, left to get gas. And then the temperature outside was 17. Like, it was just sevens everywhere. And it was just such a moment. And I'm like, maybe the eagles are my animal. I don't know, but they're working with me.
Yeah. Or at least one of them. They're definitely working with you. Let alone a bald eagle. Those are rare to see.
Yeah.
So rare to see. In fact, it came in the city and just stared at you. Are you kidding me? That does not happen. Okay. Well, that was very divine. I bet that they are probably higher, maybe, I don't know, higher dimensional beings or something. You know how, I guess, dolphins are higher?
Yes.
Dimensional. Yeah. So perhaps bald eagles are too. Oh man, I used to really, really think it for sure was a elephant or dolphin. And now I actually am really, really, really tapped into the lion.
Oh wow.
Or the lioness.
I can see that fierce transformation.
I've been transforming a lot and there's been more fire in me. I was very in my cancer space for a bit, and lately there's been a lot of fire and I like it.
I like it too. I like
it. Your favorite place on Mama Earth?
Oh, wow. There are so many. I love the Mediterranean a lot. Greece. I love Greece. I'm going to say Greece. I love California, but I think anywhere along the Mediterranean. Like, I just, Spain, Greece. I've never been to Italy, but I want to go this summer. Or I guess it's October, summer 2020. I'm just so, so called to European countries right now. And I've been to Europe like 4, 5, 6 times. And I'm just so called to European countries right now.
I see that. And I'm sure you've had many lives over in those lands.
I have.
You've been a Greek princess.
I don't know. I don't have any astro lines through Greece. They're all in European countries, they're in Nordic countries, like in Finland and Copenhagen, or Denmark, like Copenhagen, and I'm in Norway. And I think that's maybe why I live in such a cold place now. I don't know.
When you said that, I don't know why, but I just had this feeling that you and I knew each other in Denmark or something.
We probably did that. Trust that. That's the line.
Yeah, that's the line. She's open. Hello. Yes. What books are you reading, if any?
Yeah, I'm reading, what is it called? Christmas Shopaholic by Sophie Kinsella. It came out 2 days ago. Fun. I read very, very light. I don't read spiritual type books. I read rom-coms.
So I know you're not into the word balance, but I'm just talking about like flexibility and just keeping myself sane and also grounded, because I do consume so much spirituality all day long, reading and listening, and just I'm just drawn to that, obviously. But at night, for whatever reason, I want something that is just going to be light. And
yeah,
that's why I don't really watch a lot of drama TV shows or something.
Me neither.
I'm like, I like it light.
I just read another Sophie Kinsella book, her other one that came, I don't know when it came out, but her second newest one called I Owe You. And I was laughing so hard in bed. Like, it was so funny. And the main character, I'm like, oh girl, you have no self-worth. And I felt so bad for her, but it just is so funny and lighthearted. And if anyone wants a good laugh, like, and a nice book. Yeah. I like
good
it.
Good to know. Yeah. So the universe gave you billboards at absolutely no cost whatsoever. So this is all for you to share just one message across the main highways and major cities all around the world. What would your billboards read?
You are your own healer. You are your own teacher. You are your own guide. Look within, mute out the rest.
Mm. Amen. And then this is the last question. You may or may not know it, but I ask all the guests. How would you advise your own magic listeners to create their own magic?
I listened to your show and I should be prepared. But can I go through what I believe? Create your own magic by activating your line and following the guidance that comes through.
Obviously. Yeah. Truly, you found your magic activating that line. You actually yes. found your soul's mission. So, yes. Yeah.
And it's so important to say that our purpose is not our job. That's so North American to think that our purpose is our job. But when I've been in the records for other people and they come with like, what's my purpose? What job do I do? I want to know about career. They say your purpose is something you wake up with and carry with you. So it's how you order coffee. It's how you get groceries. It's how you deal with someone on the phone when you're upset and angry. Like, it's your purpose is how you carry yourself. And it is always in a higher, it's always in your highest good. And so some people come in with like their purpose as being teacher. That doesn't mean they're a teacher. That means in any job that they do, whether they're working at a call center or they are a teacher, or they're a freelancer, or whatever the job that you do, some element of you feels like you're teaching something. Like, it does not have, your purpose and your gifts do not always have to look spiritual or energetic. It is your medicine to the world. And if you can think of the world as like, or the collective as like this puzzle, you are a puzzle piece, and whatever gift you have, whatever it is that you give that gives back to you, that is your contribution. And so when you try it, like, people are always like, well, I want to have these spiritual gifts and I want to have this and I want to have that. I'm like, well, one, you receive messages all the time, so you don't have to try, like, it's there. And two, when you're looking to someone else hoping to have their gift, you're missing out on your own magic.
Right there, period. I love that. And I was thinking about, you know, maybe, for example, an old man who works for, not even runs it, just happens to work for at minimum wage, you know, a bakery or something. And yet he has such a powerful, profound soul that, you know, just being in his presence is healing yes. in and of itself. He's living his purpose. It has nothing to do with your job. It's just, he's a wonderful human that happens to just have this healing power when you're in his presence. You know, there are people
absolutely.
Like that. Yeah. So
I have to share one more story. I'm sorry.
Yes, sure. No, I love
it.
I love
it. It's so short. I read for a woman a couple days ago and they said to her that I don't even know if this resonated or not, because so many people that I read for come in like barely talking, like we get to the point, they don't share a lot, and then at the end they're like, I need to process this. So I don't even know if it resonated with her, but the messages that came through, and I rarely remember them, but certain ones I really remember because I feel like they're meant to be shared on a larger scale right now.
Yeah.
They said, the more you shout and try to get your point across, you will feel like you're shouting underwater and no one will hear you. In your past life, you were an older woman in the south of England during the Second World War. She barely spoke, but she took care of her garden and she planted all these beautiful flowers in her yard. And when people were mourning loved ones or scared or anything, they would walk past her house and see these flowers and feel that comfort and connection and, for a brief moment, a lot of love. And that was her purpose. And so we don't have to be loud, like you said, like the man in the bakery. Like, our purpose is our puzzle piece, it's our gifts, and it is not a job, but you can apply it to a job.
Wow. That's beautiful. You can if you choose
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
Have the free will to, but you don't have to.
Yeah. She had, they called it subtle silent medicine or something like that.
That's beautiful. Yeah. When you were saying this, I was just thinking of my grandma. She was a gardener, and I know that that love that she, you know, she always surrounded herself with the frequency of flowers and this pure love. That's why she was such a kind soul, and her kindness is truly, like, that was her purpose, and she definitely carried that with great integrity. Ashley, where can everyone find you and connect with you? I think that everyone should connect with you and DM you right now because you're amazing.
Oh, thanks. I love your DMs. Please send them all. I am at ALNwithin on Instagram. Our website is ALNwithin.com. Our podcast is Manifest This. And on Facebook, we have a group, just like a similar group that you have, called Manifest This Soul Circle. And the beauty of that circle is that a lot of people practice their offerings there, or they, like, if they're like, I just learned how to read the Akashic Records, I want to practice it, or I am doing human design reading, I want to practice it. And it's a really supportive space where I, as the creator, I strongly encourage each other to give more than they take and to really come in and support each other and learn in this space. So if you're interested, that's another place where you can hang out, but I'm not really there. So that's just a place that I
No, but it's created. A place like you can be supportive with other people. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I mean, finding those communities of like-minded individuals that also want to find something that they're interested in when it comes to these modalities and having that space to be supported in it. That's great. So I love that you do that, that you have that.
Thank you.
Ashley. This was wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me, Raquel. You're just, I knew we would talk one day, and I'm so, so grateful for this moment. So thank you so much.
You were on it. And honestly, I feel so deeply connected to you. It's beautiful. So you're such a light.
Thank you.
Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Euro Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.